And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. A Memphis Democrat just admitted what conservatives have been saying all along, and that's that law and order actually works. Representative Antonio Parkinson acknowledged that after President Trump sent in the National Guard to the city of Memphis, people are suddenly getting their vehicle tags, staying in their lanes, and not treating highways like their personal racetrack. Who knew the consequences for criminal behavior would lead to better behavior? The Trump administration's fight against gender insanity scored another victory recently, as airlines must now acknowledge biological reality. Starting now, international travelers can only be listed as male or female. No more pretending there's a magical third, fourth, fifth, or 10th option. A judge in Massachusetts tried blocking the common sense move, but reality has a way of asserting itself. A Virginia teacher has blown the whistle on what she says was her school facilitating secret abortions for students. The woman claims a Fairfax County social worker helped arrange an abortion for an 11th grader without parental consent, which is illegal in the state of Virginia. The girl's uncle only found out when he rushed her to the emergency room for heavy bleeding. Governor Youngkin has ordered a criminal investigation while the school district scrambles to deny everything. Of course, they do, especially in Fairfax County. Well, some genuinely good news. Gas prices have dropped below $3 nationally for the first time since 2020. The White House credits President Trump's energy policies, stronger Saudi ties, and increased drilling. As it turns out, actual energy independence works better than Band-Aids. And the Energy Information Administration is predicting another 6% drop next year if conditions hold. Unless you're in California, where common sense goes to die, you're seeing some relief at the pump. Speaking of education gone wrong, a Toronto area school is teaching 8-year-olds how to get into drag. That's right, third graders at a Toronto area public school are learning that gender equals feelings and being shown videos of child drag performers. One student wrote that gender means you can be both boy and girl. This is the same province where we've heard reports of schools secretly transitioning children without telling their parents. I mean, when you're teaching kids about drag queens instead of reading and math, you're not educating, you're indoctrinating. And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is in the news. He wants Floridians to actually own their homes, not rent them from the government. He's pushing for a constitutional amendment to eliminate property taxes on primary residences by 2026. And speaking of Florida, they've also reported 17,000 fewer abortions this year, though 33,000 babies still lost their lives. The drop follows the heartbeat law taking effect, and out-of-state abortion seekers plummeted from nearly 3,000 to just over 700. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, as always, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you can do at FortisInstitute.org. Also, don't forget you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.